Today's hit music, Q104. Here we go. Looking for caller 104. Let's get somebody hooked up this morning. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Sarah.
You like Eminem?
I love him.
We got you qualified for those tickets. Check him out. Governor's Ball. Congratulations.
Woo. Oh, my God. Thank you.
All right, way to go. Hold on. Big wedding this morning. More chances coming up. Stay close to those radios. Each week we go 1 minute side of a woman's head. We get Jonas Spielborn here. Let's go and dive in.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 minute inside of Jonas Spielborn's head.
You know, when you're at a place like a grocery store, for example, and there are a gajillion lines all moving along nicely, and then you pick, say, the shortest one, and the moment you are one customer away from paying for your pack of gum, the person ahead of you needs a price check because her cucumbers rang up $2 for $1 instead of $3 for $1, and the world must stop turning until the whole situation gets sorted out. Yeah, well, I'm that girl. I'm also the girl who manages to find the one broken treadmill in a sea of treadmills at the gym, or better yet, the dummy who buys a gallon of milk that expired yesterday. So it should surprise no one that I managed to find the smallest, filthiest, most dilapidated nail salon in the entire state of New York, where all of the nail technicians appear to have the same case of whooping cough, typhoid, or if I'm lucky, just a simple flu. I actually witnessed one of the workers using the tub where the unsuspecting customers placed their bare feet as a bucket for a very dirty mop.
Oh, yeah.
I was about to run away in search of a body-sized bottle of hand sanitizer when I was invited to sit in a massage chair, and now I completely understand how this filth hole manages to stay in business. This massage chair was better than any strapping masseuse named Brock or Stone or even Thor. It massaged muscles on my backside I didn't even know I had. Dang, I thought, I need to spend some quality time here. Gonna be well worth the aggressive course of antibiotics and possible hospital stay.
Oh. And
true
that's
story.
Another episode of 1 minute inside of Jonas Spielborn's head.
The very next day, I got sick. I'm on day 8.
Don't not cough kidding. On us, please.
I already coughed in Jeremiah, so you're done.
Jeremiah, good luck.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Jeremiah.
You better scrub that mic, Jeremiah. Good luck to you.